Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Mindful Birthing Training the Mind Body and Heart for Childbirth and Beyond is a nonfiction guide by Nancy Bardack that presents mindfulness as a practical approach to pregnancy, labor, birth, and early parenting. Bardack, a nurse midwife and mindfulness teacher, developed the Mindfulness-Based Childbirth and Parenting Program, an adaptation of mindfulness-based stress reduction. The book combines meditation practice, basic neuroscience, and mind-body medicine to help expectant parents meet childbirth with greater awareness, steadiness, and flexibility. Rather than framing birth as something to control through rigid planning, it emphasizes learning how to work skillfully with pain, uncertainty, and emotional intensity. The result is a book aimed at readers who want an evidence-informed alternative to fear-based childbirth preparation, with benefits that extend beyond labor into communication, resilience, and mindful caregiving. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mindfulness-based childbirth and parenting as the book's core framework. The central structure of the book is Bardacki's Mindfulness-Based Childbirth and Parenting Program, often abbreviated as MBCP. This is not presented as a loose collection of relaxation tips, but as a coherent educational model adapted from mindfulness-based stress reduction. That matters because it gives the book a defined method readers are not only told to stay calm, but taught how mindfulness can be trained through repeated practice and then applied to childbirth situations. The framework links attention, breath, bodily awareness, and non-judgmental observation to the realities of pregnancy and labor. In practical terms, this means the book treats birth preparation as both mental and experiential training. It asks readers to notice automatic reactions, interrupt habitual fear responses, and cultivate steadiness in the face of uncertainty. The parenting extension is equally important because the method is not limited to delivery day. It is designed to support early family life as well. This makes the book broader than a labor guide and more structured than a general mindfulness book. Secondly, working with pain and fear instead of resisting them. One of the book's most distinctive ideas is that childbirth pain should not automatically be treated as an enemy to fight or eliminate mentally. Instead, Bardacki encourages readers to change their relationship to pain through mindful attention. This is a significant shift because fear often intensifies physical discomfort, while resistance can increase panic and tension. The book repeatedly returns to the idea that labor unfolds in waves of sensation, and that learning to remain present with those sensations can improve coping. The goal is not to romanticize pain or deny its intensity, but to reduce the secondary suffering caused by anticipatory fear and mental struggle. This approach aligns with a broader mindfulness tradition, yet the book applies it in a very concrete obstetric context. By teaching readers to observe pain, breathing, and changing sensations moment by moment, the book offers a psychologically grounded way to remain functional under stress. That makes it especially relevant for readers who want tools for labor that are practical rather than purely inspirational. Thirdly, why flexible birth preparation is more useful than rigid birth plans. The book consistently favors flexibility over control, and that preference reflects its deeper understanding of how childbirth works. Labor is inherently variable, and Bardack treats that unpredictability as a fact to prepare for rather than a problem to solve with strict scripting. This is why the book is better understood as preparation for responsive decision-making than as a checklist for ideal outcomes. A rigid birth plan can leave parents feeling disappointed or defeated if medical interventions become necessary, while mindfulness offers a different metric, the ability to meet events as they actually unfold. The book's emphasis on present moment awareness helps readers notice what is happening rather than what they expected to happen. That can reduce conflict between intention and reality, especially in stressful or unexpected circumstances. This theme also has ethical implications, because it encourages informed participation instead of passivity or perfectionism. In the context of maternity care, that is a useful corrective to books that imply birth can be managed entirely through positive thinking or total planning. Fourthly, partner communication and shared coping during labor. Mindful birthing is not written only for pregnant individuals. It also places strong emphasis on partners and shared support. The book presents labor as a relational event in which communication, reassurance, and coordinated attention can materially shape the experience. This is important because childbirth is often discussed as a solo challenge for the birthing person, when in reality, many couples enter the process together and need common language for stress, uncertainty, and decision-making. Bardack's approach gives partners a role that is more active than simple encouragement. They are taught to notice their own anxiety, stay grounded, and support the birthing person without overreacting to discomfort or uncertainty. This can improve cooperation because calm presence is more useful than frantic problem-solving in many labor situations. The book's partner focus also extends into early parenting, where shared mindfulness can support communication after birth. By linking interpersonal connection with stress regulation, the book broadens childbirth education beyond anatomy and procedure. It treats birth as a test of attention and relationship, not just physical endurance. Lastly, a research-informed bridge between meditation, neuroscience, and maternity care. A major reason the book stands out is its effort to connect meditation practice with research-informed maternity care. Bardack does not present mindfulness as a vague wellness slogan. She roots it in neuroscience, stress physiology, and the realities of perinatal care. That gives the book credibility for readers who want something more concrete than spiritual encouragement. It also explains why the book has been influential among clinicians, childbirth educators, and integrative medicine settings. The writing suggests that mindfulness may help lower fear, support emotional regulation, and improve coping, while also offering possible benefits for depression symptoms and overall well-being. The practical significance of that framing is that it makes mindfulness useful within mainstream childbirth education rather than outside it. At the same time, the book remains accessible because it translates research into lived practice rather than into technical jargon. This balance is part of its appeal. It respects evidence, but keeps the focus on what parents can actually do. In that sense, the book occupies a distinctive middle ground between self-help, childbirth education, and contemplative practice. In conclusion, mindful birthing is best suited for expectant parents, birth partners, midwives, doulas, childbirth educators, and readers who want a practical, evidence-informed approach to childbirth preparation. It is especially useful for people who feel that standard birth classes focus too heavily on logistics while overlooking fear, pain, and emotional resilience. The book's main value lies in its method. It offers a clear mindfulness-based framework for working with labor as it unfolds, rather than assuming that birth can be controlled through planning alone. Readers who practice the exercises consistently may gain a more stable way to respond to discomfort, uncertainty, and changing circumstances. Compared with many pregnancy books, it stands out because it joins contemplative practice with clinical credibility and extends its relevance beyond delivery into parenting and relationship support. It is not simply a relaxation manual or a prenatal advice book. It is a structured guide to attention, coping, and compassionate presence during a major life transition. For that reason, it remains a distinctive title in the childbirth education category. If you would like to support Nancy Bardack, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.